The city may not be for everyone, but skin is.
Welcome to Skin in the City podcast, a community of estheticians and beauty lovers, a fun, safe space where we're talking with you, not at you.
Plus, take a sneak peek inside of Casey Boone Skincare.
I'm your host, Casey Boone.
And I'm your co-host and honorary esthetician, Haley Kerfus. This is a podcast for estheticians and even more importantly, the lifestyle of an esthetician.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
I just wanted to tell you guys that if you're not using our perfect facial towel or our fan brushes or the silicone brush, honestly, not to brag, they're the best and you really should be. Don't you think?
Yes. Are you kidding me? Is that even a question? Of course they should be. Everyone should be.
They're just the best, you guys. Like, I can't make it up. We're the best in the game. Just if you are, like, if you're using high quality skincare products in your treatment room, mm-hmm. which of course you want to,
yeah.
you should also be using high quality skincare tools that
right.
feel good on the skin. Mm-hmm. That are going to last the test of time mm-hmm. that literally Haley and I have like handpicked mm-hmm. and created and tested mm-hmm. over the years.
Yeah.
There's a reason that we are the first skincare tool brand.
Mm-hmm. That, period.
Exactly.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
And you finally got to experience all of these amazing tools and towels on your beautiful little face.
I did. Haley gave me a facial.
Can you guys believe it?
People were freaking out on TikTok, actually.
Of course, I wasn't on there, so I need to
show you. I'll screenshot it to you.
Yeah.
It was so funny. So, Haley's my sister. Mm-hmm. She's my little sister, if you guys didn't know.
Yeah, now you know.
Now you know.
Yeah, people have been asking us to do this forever. They've, I don't know why. People have always wanted me to give Casey a facial, and finally, we're like, we're just doing it. Like, we're just doing it. What could happen?
Yeah.
And
Haley did a great job.
You're so sweet.
Those
are very, very kind words. Yeah, it was great because, of course, like, I know the gist of it. I mean, I've received thousands of facials probably.
You literally, like, work in this industry
yeah.
more than certain people even that are licensed.
Actually, estheticians. Yeah. yeah. So, of course, I'm, like, setting up the room and I'm getting, you know, my hot towels and doing all the things. And Casey's like, oh, you don't need to do all that. I'm like, yes, I actually do. What are you even telling me right now?
Mm.
And then, of course, I'm using all the tools, all the towels. And Casey had never received a treatment with the tools or towels.
I've gotten a couple facials over the years from estheticians who would bust out one of my towels.
Yeah.
But never, like, all of the tools.
At the same time.
Do you know what I mean?
Time,
like, it was where like, it was, like, a towel and then the two fan brushes and then mm-hmm. the silicone brushes mm-hmm. and then the two fan brush technique. Mm-hmm. Like Haley gave me the whipped cleanser. She like did all of the things that you've like seen me do on Instagram.
It was so good.
And so I was like, wow, maybe I am a good teacher.
You are a good teacher.
Thank you.
You're a great teacher. And
thanks.
Like, I wanted to do a good job. So I was like nervous. Like I felt like I was like getting interviewed, you know, I'm like, I don't even want this job, but I need to do a good job doing it.
Yeah. That's so funny. I mean, it's intimidating to do something new. And obviously on me, who, like, I've been doing this 400 years.
You're kind of a big deal.
I guess.
Yeah. It's like you're learning how to sing and the first person you sing in front of is, like, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening?
Thanks that you think I'm Beyonce
yeah.
in the treatment room.
You are. You are. You're esthetician
and Beyonce. I'd like to think more like Lady Gaga.
Oh, we love Gaga. We love her.
Not to be specific.
You just resonate.
But I'll take
Gaga.
Beyonce. Don't get me wrong.
I know.
Don't get me wrong. But yeah, if you haven't tried the tools or towels, check them out mm-hmm. at caseyboone-skincare.com. Mm-hmm. I promise you won't regret it.
And also, this is the tip for today.
Okay.
If you're an esthetician
yeah.
and you have a friend who's an esthetician, mm. try the tools on each other's faces.
Because yes.
Casey, like, literally didn't even know what it would feel like receiving some of these things.
Facts. Because I use the brushes on myself. Mm-hmm. I use the towels on myself, of mm-hmm. course, right? But I had never had anyone else put like the silicone brushes on my face.
Which is psychotic.
Yeah. Like, why weren't we actually testing that? Like, when?
On you? I don't know. Because it just never occurred.
Well, I was testing on myself, but
it's not the same.
It felt so much better when Haley did it on me.
You're like, oh, wait, I really like this. I'm like, I know they're great.
Oh, my God. So funny. So from now on, when we're coming out with new products, I'm going to make Haley use them on me.
Gladly.
First.
Gladly.
Speaking of, we have a few new products in the works. Mm-hmm. One that is in the warehouse that we're about to do a photo shoot with in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. We're working on our collaboration with My Friends Use This. Mm-hmm. Right now, you can still get the Glow Herbal Steam and our Glow Essential Oil. Mm-hmm. But we will be transitioning to some new and improved formulas in March. Mm-hmm. It'll now be the KB Herbal Steam and the KB Oil. Mm-hmm. Essential oil. So if you're obsessed with the Glow, stock up on it now at myfriendsusethis.com. But don't worry, the new blends are just as good, if not even better.
Yeah.
Like we're still perfecting the essential oil. We're like narrowing it down. Haley and I are such like perfectionists with this. We thought it was going to be this round and now we need to do another round. Mm-hmm. But we have finalized the herbs and they're so freaking good. I cannot wait to share more with you. And then I already have my plans for like the other things that are coming. But
enough of that.
I digress. I wanted to read I always love a success story. Mm. And I'm always honored when one of you shares a success story with me. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to read this one. So this esthetician, she was saying she started listening to me back when I had my old podcast.
Okay.
And she decided to go back to school when she was 53 years old to become an esthetician. She said she listened to every podcast on her hour-long drive 4 nights a week for 8 months, like on her drive back and forth.
Yeah.
And she said, I felt really comfortable with many choices I made on equipment and other decisions thanks to all of your advice and helpful tips.
Aww.
I just wanted to say thank you and show you that I made it. I'm opening my own business soon.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm like, that's so freaking cool. And she sent me like a video of like her spa.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, that's wild because we've been doing this podcast for what? 3 years?
Yes.
I think 3 years. Yes. And then I had my old podcast for like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
So she'd probably been on this journey for like 4 or 5, maybe even 6 years.
Wow.
So
that's
I'm like,
cool.
Thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. And it just goes to show you, like, if you put your head down and like keep working, that like you can get what you want.
That's amazing.
It's also like a reminder to myself, like as I like venture out on new journeys of my own.
Right.
Sometimes we get like so caught up in like comparing, you know, like, well, this person's been doing this since this long, but it doesn't matter. We're all on our own path.
Yeah.
And like, if you want it, you can get it. If you want it, you can get it. Okay. So I'm going to answer a couple questions.
Yeah.
I think that sounds fun.
That sounds great.
Because earlier I've had like 10 mental breakdowns. Cleaned the office. We reorganized. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I like it better.
Yeah.
Do I feel better? Maybe. I don't know.
At least it's clean.
At least it's clean. I'm just trying to, Haley and I are just, as always, changing and evolving how we work and where we put our time and where we put our energy. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're in another transition.
Oh, goody.
But I think that's just like life.
It is.
I feel like with the new year, it just like brings that, right? It's like, how can I work better?
Right.
How can I feel better with what I'm doing?
Yep.
And really just like only do the things that I love or mostly. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still going to have to like scrub the toilet.
Yeah.
I don't love scrubbing the toilet.
Don't love it.
Don't love washing dishes. But if you eat, you wash dishes. But you get what I'm saying. Anyhow. I thought this was a good question because actually we were having a discussion about this earlier.
Mm, okay, perfect.
Okay, so she's a solo esthetician and she said she had a question about our blog. She said she was considering doing a blog for her clients and was trying to see if it's still relevant and if people will actually read it and if she should upload it to her website.
Interesting. Yeah.
And so I asked her if I could,
share?
Yeah. I asked her if I could answer this on the podcast.
Oh, okay,
we can cut that if it's too long of a pause. I asked her if I could answer this on the podcast, and I also told her if something's calling you to do it.
Yeah.
Blogs are not outdated. They're just not typically always called a blog anymore.
Mm.
Would you agree?
I would agree.
And you kind of want them short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want gibberish for days.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good place to share like longer form information mm-hmm. rather than like an Instagram post.
Yeah.
Especially if you have clients that are asking like the same question and mm-hmm. then you can like direct them.
Mm-hmm.
It's also great for your website because it helps with SEO, mm-hmm. which is search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like if you're being called to do it.
Yeah. It's not going to hurt anything.
No, but what are your thoughts on like, you know, the outdated thing? I think mm-hmm. the word blog is outdated.
Like very 2007.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and I don't like it either. We were trying to figure out another name.
Yeah. If you guys have
blog.
A cute name for blog, let us know.
Yeah.
If you want to rename ours.
We do. Help. Let us know. We're going to put a poll.
I think we just call it words.
Words. Things. Read this shit.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
But don't hold yourself back if it's something you want to do.
Yeah. I don't think it's outdated because knowledge is never outdated.
Yeah.
So informing people, that's never outdated. Educating people, that's totally. Never outdated.
Yeah. Helping people, yeah. never outdated.
Yeah. So, yeah. Calling something a blog, we might not love that anymore.
Yeah.
But the point of it is, you know, helping, educating,
yeah.
providing a resource. All that stuff is evergreen. It's always helpful.
Always.
So I think do it.
I say 100% yeah. do it. Again, if it's calling you, do it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't love the word blog, but blogs are not outdated. You're probably reading a lot of stuff that's like, on the back end of a website is a blog,
mm-hmm.
but they're just naming it something else.
Yeah.
And we just haven't figured out a name yet.
Right.
That makes sense. So mm-hmm. help.
Yeah.
If you're on listening on Spotify, will you answer in the poll what you think we
mm-hmm.
should call it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. So I had someone that DM me and there's like a lot of information and questions here. So I'm going to try my best to like summarize this.
Okay.
But in the past, I've talked about how all of the facials that I do now, which is very few and even less than last year and even less than a year before,
uh-huh.
that I was just doing a time slot.
Uh-huh. Like a block of time.
A block of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was charging a set amount.
Yes.
Because of my skill.
Yeah.
Because I'm highly skilled. I've been doing this a long time. Every time I'm going to treat my client different depending on what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this client, like, or this esthetician is asking me like a lot of questions.
Okay.
Okay. So basically what she's saying is, did I word it as like a 90-minute facial with a half an hour of exclusive time with me? Or did I word it as a 2-hour time slot is held for any and all treatments, including like my aftercare and follow-up?
Mm-hmm.
She said, did you list modalities or did you list steps that you provide or could possibly provide in the treatment?
Mm-hmm.
She's saying, ultimately, do you find short and concise explanations of treatments are better than detailed explanations?
Yeah. So it's basically, what are we telling the clients?
Totally.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, and I think that's why it's like can be overwhelming and complicated. It's because you can do whatever you want.
Yes.
But that doesn't help you.
Yeah. So we'll tell you what we did.
I'll tell you what I did and you can take from what you want, but mm-hmm. it's totally up to you.
Totally
up to you.
100%, yeah.
And I'll also tell you what I see like a lot of other people doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just telling people it was a 2-hour block of time.
Mm-hmm.
It was $400,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't like, you know, I'm counting the clock to give them a full 2-hour treatment. That's mm-hmm. 2 hours. Like we're talking, we're selling products, mm-hmm. we're blah, 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 blah. But it usually winds up being like about a 90-minute facial with a buffer on each end.
Yeah, where you're chatting for 10 minutes before
just
and
like
20 minutes after.
Yeah.
They're changing for part of that.
Totally. Like expect to be with me for about 2 hours
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to do whatever I think you need.
Yeah.
And I've had these clients for a long time, so they knew overall what I was offering.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was ever bringing something else in, I'd like let them know. But it wasn't on my website.
No.
But that's also from my circumstances, which...
It's very unique, yeah.
Yeah, like I went from owning a full-time spa to now I'm a full-time content creator and product creator.
Mm-hmm.
So like my situation is unique. And honestly, that's the cool thing is like you could be maybe you're on that path too, or maybe
mm-hmm.
you're on another path. But I would recommend that you're like selling the facial
mm-hmm.
and not worried too much about the time, but you let them know about
mm-hmm.
the time.
Yeah, focus on selling the facial, not selling your time.
Yeah, but you would like, if you need 2 hours, but the facial's not 2 hours and you want to put 90 minutes, fine.
Yeah. I mean, know. You could just say up to 2 hours, up to 90 minutes.
Yeah.
If you feel like you want to provide a time estimate for your client.
Yeah. But anyhow, what she's asking is, do you find short and concise explanations are better than detailed? Yes.
Yeah, because the client doesn't understand. They don't actually know what you're doing in there.
Most of the time, not. And I would also say that most of the time, again, Haley and I were talking about this earlier, people are not reading anything. No one reads anything.
They don't want to read the 45 modalities that you have. They want to know that you're going to pick the right ones for them.
Yeah. I mean, I would share something simple and concise and straight to the point with, like, you know, if you have more questions, like, email here, call here, text mm-hmm. here, mm-hmm. follow up here. Mm-hmm. You could even have like an about page about like what you're offering. Mm-hmm. But I think this is kind of like an open-ended question because I'm like, I don't know what you're offering. Mm-hmm. Are you looking to do kind of like a full service thing like I was doing, like where just everything's custom? Mm-hmm. Then you just like let people know that like everything's custom. Mm-hmm. Here's all of the things that I offer, mm-hmm. but it's going to be my decision or our decision together as mm-hmm. esthetician and client, what we're going to do every
right.
single time.
Right.
There'll be lots of communication between the two of us.
Yeah, during the treatment.
Before and after.
Yep.
To meet your, like, needs. Mm-hmm. And you pick how much time. Like, yeah. Do you only want to do our facials? Only do our facials.
Right.
And then do you need space on either end? Then book space on mm-hmm. either end. Mm-hmm. You know, I see that's what a lot of, like, estheticians, hairstylists, they do. It's like, it's a hour long treatment, but they're booking 30 minutes on both ends. But the client doesn't see that. That's just on the booking end.
Right.
But it's
just, that's just so you're not running into your next client before you're ready.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, give yourself time and space and like a buffer. Mm-hmm. But I would say simple is better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't overwhelm them with so many options. And well, I guess they're not even having options. Because you're deciding for them what they're going
to
be receiving.
Well, again, it's hard to say because I'm not sure what she's offering or what she wants to offer. But do whatever you want. But that's not helping.
I think you shared what you did.
2 hour block of time.
Yeah.
I let them know that mm-hmm. it was a flat rate. Mm-hmm. They get what they get. Mm-hmm. And that's it. But again, that's because I've had long-term clients and long-term mm-hmm. relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, I built up to that. I mm-hmm. didn't get out of school and charge $400.
Right.
Trust.
Right.
You know, it took me 12 years. Yeah. $29, literally. Insane. But that's the cool thing, as I always say, about this industry, is mm-hmm. that there is so much flexibility to really curate your business exactly the way you want.
Yeah. And what you can also do is, like, let's say, you know, you decide how you're going to do it. So you implement that and you realize you're coming back either with a lot of clients who are confused, have questions, adjust, just little tweaks. Tweak it until people have a good understanding, they're not confused, and they're rebooking.
Yes. That's where, like, feedback is so huge. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we've had multiple successful businesses mm-hmm. is because we are constantly tweaking and adjusting mm-hmm. and listening to feedback.
Yeah.
I didn't have any of this right the first time or the second
Most
or the third.
Don't. Yeah.
No. So don't think that just because you are offering 90-minute facials for $200 with 15 minutes on either end mm-hmm. and you just have like a short and sweet explanation mm-hmm. doesn't mean you can't change it the next day.
Right. Right.
20 people ask you, well, what does it include? What does it include?
Yeah. So it's like, okay, I need to just like let people know that right off the bat. That way they're not asking.
Right. So that's where it's your job to be aware, mm-hmm. to pay attention, mm-hmm. and to really listen. Mm-hmm. To really listen. I think that's such like an important thing as an esthetician is to listen.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I think it's okay to ask for feedback.
Yeah.
With clients, especially like more of like a regular client, like maybe not as much with someone who's meeting you for the first time. But if you have someone you trust and you want feedback, just ask them for it.
For sure.
Did you like this? What would you change? You know, things like that.
Yeah. I think that comes like over time with like just any type of like relationship. Mm-hmm. But they're probably going to tell you, I had a hard time. I was confused. What about this? What mm-hmm. about that? Mm-hmm. Listen to those and mm-hmm. like listen to what they're really asking.
Yes. Read between the lines, right?
Read between the lines. Are they confused? Then fix it on your website. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, what do you want your day to look like? Mm-hmm. What do you want it to look like? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you don't know until you do mm-hmm. it. And then you might have to change and adjust it again.
Yeah.
And that's okay too.
Yes.
Like, do you like doing 90-minute facials? Do you like doing 60-minute facials? Mm-hmm. Do you want a 75? How much time do you really need in between?
Right.
It's usually more than you think.
Yeah.
Because we always run over. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have anyone helping, then you have to clean and check out that person. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to
sell products.
You definitely want to sell products. Yeah. You want to rebook. Mm-hmm. You want to stamp the rewards card. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of things to do.
Yeah.
And that should all be factored into the price that you're charging.
Yeah. That way you're not like, hurry, I need a rush to get squeeze someone else in because I'm not making enough money this way.
Right. Yeah. So that's why I was charging $400 for 2 hours because I wanted to make about $200 an hour because I'm giving them all of my time and all of my energy and all my everything in that time, not just the time that my hands are on their face.
Exactly.
Because I gave them so much more than that. They want to know the shoes that I'm wearing, and they want to know my hairstylist, and they want to know where I'm getting Botox and 10 other things.
Yeah, and that's all part of your time.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's all part of what like I offer to my clients, right? Because I feel like as estheticians, we're just like the go-to peeps.
Yeah.
We just are.
You know what's up? You go to your Estee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, where's the best mascara? Your esthetician might have an answer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just know these things.
They do.
So
it's like a special.
I have no idea if that answered any of it. I hope it was like helpful and it clarified a little bit. But yeah, I think Haley and I are about to go start organizing my treatment room. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm literally in this place in my life where I'm like, cut all my hair off, throw everything away. Like we're starting fresh.
Yeah.
This old energy. I don't want it here anymore.
Yeah.
I almost shaved my head, but I didn't.
You didn't.
No, I wasn't really going to.
Oh, my God.
But I kind of wish that, like, I could.
You can.
No. But, like, I would hate myself. Like,
oh.
Like I would look in the mirror and probably have another mental breakdown.
Okay, that's so funny because one of my friends, she shaved her dog, like, completely hairless. And she said the dog is depressed now because the dog feels ugly.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be you.
Yeah, that would be me.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in this energy shift.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm just like. Throw everything away.
Yeah, throw everything away. Maybe don't shave your head unless you're ready.
I just cut 2 inches off, which didn't feel like enough, but I also don't hate how I look.
Like we keep
telling guys, I'm fine.
It's making baby
Everything's
steps.
Everything's fine.
It's what? Making baby steps.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So next time you see me, I might be bald. I might have lost my mind.
Oh, gosh. No, you definitely have. But in the best way possible.
I've lost my mind and came back. And this is the podcast
and now.
Now we're here.
Welcome.
It's a Skin and the City. You never know what you're going to get now.
You never know.
But it's going to be fun, I promise.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll give you some information or maybe I'm just...
going to be delirious.
Blabbing away.
Yep.
No, I think we offer some good things.
We try to. We really do. You guys keep listening
you
to
keep
us.
You keep listening and you keep asking. So
thank you.
Great.
Yeah.
And, you know, go get the fan brushes and the towels. And don't forget to shop at Spawn Equipment.
You can get 5% off with code KASEY.
And make sure you're following me on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest at Casey Boone Skincare.
You can also follow us at Skin in the City Podcast.
And we'll see you next week.